Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
I want to know highlight of your weekend. What was it?
I had an absolute blast this weekend. It was Devin's 30th birthday. If you don't know who I'm talking about.
Saw you in the club.
Yeah, if you don't know who I'm talking about, Devin is Tucker's brother, who is also conveniently married to my best friend, Amanda. And Amanda planned this huge surprise birthday weekend getaway at Foxwoods. And he had not a clue. Like, it was just surprise after surprise. Like, he didn't know certain people were coming. Like, he didn't think that we were coming. She made up this whole lie, said I had a live broadcast, and everyone was busy this weekend. So Tucker had to stay behind to help me out with carrying the equipment and stuff. It was extremely believable. So he was absolutely thrilled. And we just had the best night. And we all partied like we were 21 years old again.
Wow.
And we're feeling it.
How was the recovery? Because you're not 21.
My feet hurt. My back hurt. I have my neck is all messed up. Slept weird on my neck. But it was so much fun.
Nice. I saw that.
And one of my friends won $600.
Playing.
I don't even know. It was like a Buffalo slot machine. I don't even know. He was so drunk that he was like, I keep pressing cash out. It won't let me cash out. And he was trying to walk away. And we were like, wait, because you're in free game mode. And it just kept going up and up and up. And we were like, and when it finally ended after his 40 free games ended, it was like, you've won $600. And it was like making all this noise and stuff. And he was going to up and walk away.
That's hilarious.
It was so much fun.
There was some old lady on an oxygen tank that was scouting it out, being like, yeah, let him get away.
Well, that's what we were saying, because he was so drunk. We were like, can you imagine if he was like, oh, this is so annoying. And he just got up and left without claiming his winnings and someone sat down.
Right.
How often do you think that happens?
Probably more often than you would think. Yeah, for sure. What was the highlight of your weekend? 207-807-1104. Hit us up right now. And then coming up next hour, we're going to give away our first pair of Travis Scott tickets for the week. But right now, we want to know highlight of your weekend. 207-807-1104. What was it? For me, I had a couple good parties. Did the Ravex Christmas party. They always do it big at Aura. They had thousands and thousands of dollars worth of giveaways.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So if you're into the motorsports or the snowmobiling or any of that stuff, it was definitely the spot to be at Friday night. Had a blast. The Grinch was out there. They had a costume contest, and the winners were Marvin Harry from
Home Alone.
Spitting image.
Okay, well, you took a picture of it, right? And it was of the back of
them? It was of the back of them.
From the back. I thought they just walked off a movie set.
Exactly. They had everything to the T. It looked really, really, even to the point where I forget what happens. His hat gets set on fire and then he's got feathers.
Yeah.
So they had the burnt hat and he had the bald head and they had some feathers stuck on there for Joe Pesci's character. It was great. So they did a great job and then did the Orange Theory Christmas party on Saturday, and they were an awesome, fun group. Shouts to Orange Theory. And then
I got a Ryan DeLon spotted text sent my way. Because remember how I was saying my friend just started working at Orange Theory again and I'm not sure if they're going to the party or not. They did end up going.
Oh, they didn't even say hi? That's so rude.
They're shy. They don't know you. They never met you.
They could be like, I'm friends with Tara. Nice to meet you.
That's not their vibe. So instead I got a blurry, because they were so far away from you, I got a blurry, grainy, zoomed in, spotted Ryan DeLon. I was like, oh, great, you went. How was it? They were like, yeah, it was really fun.
That's great. Yeah, it was a good time. Also pretty cool, they had the boat parade at the same time.
Yeah. So I heard about that.
Their party was at DeMillo's and you could see the boat parade from the party room.
How cool.
And then the fireworks were going off too.
Oh, wow.
So it was super cool. But I would say the highlight for me was going to Pete Ank after the party. That party ended at 9 and I shot over to Aura for Pete Ank Christmas.
Busy guy.
And I would say that was the highlight for me, because I've known Spose for years. He's always come in here, started doing the show with us on Fridays. I've never seen him perform live outside of a popping up as a guest on somebody else's set. So I've never seen his show, and it was really well done. I was thoroughly impressed.
That's awesome.
He crushed it.
I know. I always wish that I could go, but every weekend that Pedant Christmas is on is Devin's birthday.
Right.
So I always have plans.
And Dave Gutter was awesome too. I thought he was great. First time I've ever seen him perform live. Like it was to see like the talent that we have in Maine was super cool. So
a rockin' time.
Yeah, it was good. The light board was cool. Everything that he had, like attention to detail was great. And it was just fun to see, you know, his fans out there singing every word to the songs.
Aww.
Which was cool. And I got myself another one of the What Could Go Wrong Bissell Brothers brews while I was there.
Yummy.
So I would say that was the highlight. Finally, you know, ninth time is the charm, I guess. Pete and Chris is nine.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah. Dana and Bitterford, what was the highlight of your weekend?
My whole weekend was a highlight. I woke up at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning to my husband saying, pack your bag, we're heading to Chicago for 24 hours. Eat all the deep dish pizza you could have.
What?
And we went to a Christmas festival. We chilled out, had dinner, flew back Sunday morning. Another surprise, Barry Larry's food truck was in our driveway. All of our friends showed up and we had dinner at our house.
This sounds like it would be in a movie.
Right? He's the best. It was great. It was the best weekend ever. Surprise after surprise after surprise.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Oh my
was
gosh.
It like a milestone birthday for you or something? Or just a
regular birthday?
Wow, this guy's setting the bar way too high. What is he doing?
He's the best.
Did you run into Patrick Gray in Chicago?
No, I wish. That would have been even bigger of a highlight of the weekend.
Well,
that would have been the best.
Do you know who Patrick Gray is? He used to work for that?
I sure do, yeah.
He hit me. He's not even from Chicago. He was just in Chicago this weekend, and he hit me over the weekend and said, oh, I just ran into somebody who listens to the station, and she knows all of you guys, and da-da-da-da-da. So, like, what are the chances?
That's wild. No, it wasn't me.
He was out there at some Christmas festival, too, doing this. Probably sounded like the same thing. Wow.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
That's crazy.
Well, it sounds like you had an amazing weekend. How many slices of deep dish did you get?
We each got our own deep dish because I was not there.
Could only handle a couple slices of deep dish. They're so heavy.
No, we were only there for 24 hours. I had to make it count.
Right.
For sure. For sure. That's awesome.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Synagogues in South Portland, Bath, and Augusta received hoax bomb threats on Sunday. Other synagogues in Massachusetts and across the nation also received similar threats. The emails came from a server that had the sender's info. Police are investigating. The IRS released a statement Friday assuring Mainers that they would not be taxed for the winter energy relief payments from earlier this year. Earlier last week, Maine Revenue Services reported that the IRS verbally told them that the relief payments were going to be taxed. They said, we didn't mean that.
Actually, they never said that.
Bitterford's Five Points Shopping Center, which used to be home to Smitty's, there was a Planet Fitness in there, a lot of spots are vacant, is going to become a 140,000 square foot entertainment complex called Play 5. With an expected spring opening, it's going to include indoor pickleball and golf with the possibility of a bowling alley, arcade, laser tag, and a ropes course. So you're looking for some fun entertainment to do indoors year-round, brave the Maine winters, still have fun, you can check out Play 5 when it opens up.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah, it's the, what was the name of the hotel in Bitterford?
The Lincoln.
Yeah, I think it's called the Lincoln. I've been there a few times and I'm always just taken aback by, wait, why is this here?
Beauty.
Why is this in this area? But it's good. They got the Bassin River in there. It's just kind of impressive when you walk through the doors.
I haven't had a chance to see it in person, but anytime my friends go and they post about it, it looks stunning.
Yeah, I saw a few people that went there for Christmas and it's really done up for the Christmas season. So I believe it's the same developers / owners that did that are going to be working on this entertainment complex. Hundreds gathered along the piers of the Old Port to watch the Portland Parade of Lights on Saturday. Lobster, ferry, and tugboats decorated in a display of lights that can be seen from Portland and South Portland. The festivities ended with the annual fireworks display. I got a good view of it from Christmas party I was DJing at DeMillo's. Then nice. I went on Reddit later and scrolling aimlessly, I found a bunch of people that were saying, I think there's gunshots in my neighborhood. The replies were, no, that's just the Portland Parade of Lights that's going on.
Oh,
why would
geez.
They have fireworks in the middle of December?
for fun.
Come on, people.
The Portland subreddit, though, has some of the best gossip in town.
I know, it's kind of juicy. That's what
it's so juicy.
Well, what happened was I put a block on my social media so I can only spend so much time per day on it, but Reddit's not included in that. So when I go and I go, oh, I've already reached my social media limit, I go, let me see what's going on in the Portland subreddit or the main complaining
forum. There are some hidden gems. For sure.
Answer the telephone like Buddy the Elf Day is today. Be like Buddy. Treat every day like Christmas. After all, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Happy Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day today, and make sure you do that.
Your turn.
What does he say? Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Very good.
That is five things you need to know made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Over 25,000 victories for injured Manor since 1974. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Matthew Perry's cause of death was revealed on Friday. He died of acute effects of ketamine, according to the LA County Medical Examiner's Office. The manner of death was accidental. Perry was on ketamine infusion therapy at the time of his passing. His last treatment occurred a week and a half before his death, so it's unclear how Perry got the ketamine that was found in his system. While multiple prescription medications were found at his residence, there were no drugs or drug paraphernalia present at the scene. The autopsy also notes that there were no signs of fatal trauma or no foul play suspected. Perry died Saturday, October 28th at his Los Angeles home. He was 54.
I guess I just don't know enough about ketamine, because when I hear that he was on ketamine infusion therapy, even if it was a week before the last time he had it, I'm like, I feel like that could still be in his system. No, it can't.
Yeah, I don't know the science of it all, but if they're questioning where did he get the ketamine, I would assume that they ruled out that infusion therapy.
It's just a really, in my opinion, confusing situation, and I wish we had more answers, and we'll probably never get them.
The LAPD is investigating Michael B. Jordan's recent car accident. Video of the crash popped up on social media last week, and the footage appears to show Jordan racing his Ferrari with another one before the movie star's car lost control, crashes into a parked car, and then gains control again. TMZ reports that if authorities find Jordan criminally culpable, LAPD could forward the case to prosecutors for possible charges. The accident happened on December 3rd in Hollywood.
It just seems so stupid. What a stupid decision, because in the video, it looks like a very busy place.
Yeah, like sidewalks, businesses, cars parked on the side.
Strange.
And he did just lose control for a little bit, smashed the car and gained control. But it could have been a lot worse. It could have been people in the car. It could have been a person crossing the sidewalk. Dangerous. Not smart. Cameron's dream has come true after shooting his shot online at Nia Long. Killer Cam finally got a chance to meet her. On Sunday, Cam posted a series of photos of Nia and him on Instagram, and he captioned the pic. He want the scoop, she want the tea, I cannot talk, we keeping it street. Now, back in October of last year, he shot his shot via DM, Instagram to Nia Long. Obviously, Nia Long was going through it with her husband, Ime Udoka.
Mm-hmm.
Were they officially married or they were just together?
They were engaged.
Engaged, her fiance, but it was like a long-term engagement. I don't think they ever, I don't know. Anyways, that whole scandal happened. He was out as Celtics head coach. Everybody knows about that. And then came this DM from Cameron to Nia Long. And I'm going to read it because it's pretty smooth. He said, hey, Stink, I was giving you some time to yourself till I reached out. Your perseverance as a strong black woman through this turbulent time has been something to behold. You shouldn't be taken advantage of and exploited, as you did nothing to deserve this, especially all over these sports networks. You're bigger and better than that. You're a queen. And by the way, I'm a king. Together, we can achieve the greatness we were both destined for as a couple. Had a few French lines here, and he said, that means we have one life to live. Pardon my French, LOL. As I sit here sipping gazpacho and watching The Best Man, I'm inspired to reach out.
Hold on. Gazpacho?
Watch. I'm inspired to reach out because that's what I am. The best man for you. Hope to hear from you soon, my Mia Moore, or should I say Nia Moore?
My goodness, the effort, the thought, the time that went into that DM, I think it's deserving
and then
of some attention.
It's not over. He continued and said, I leave you with this. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely technical. Until the next time the sun rises and moon falls. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. She did not respond to that, though. And then here we are over the weekend, Rich Paul's birthday party. They're taking pictures together.
Okay, so he posted that DM, like he slid in her DMs and then posted it for everyone to see?
Of course, yeah. He's stirring the pot. He's got a podcast. is what he does.
Didn't Yo Gotti do this and it actually ended up extremely successful?
Yeah, well, people were saying that Yo Gotti crawled so Cam'ron could run with Angela Simmons. It happened.
Yeah, and I just looked it up and they're still together.
They're still, like, she's popping
out. They're going strong.
She's popping out at his concerts. Like, yeah. Who knows? It's funny the juxtaposition of him posting the pictures and Nia Long posting the pictures, because he posts this, like, sassy comment as the caption, and then hers are like, finally got a chance to meet Cam'ron. It's like,
really? Because it looks like a little more than that. It looks like you're separating from a kiss. Or a kiss is about to happen.
Well, yeah, she didn't post that picture.
Oh, okay.
She just posted a picture together in front of the picture wall. He posted
she
whole...
She kept it classy.
Yeah, he posted a little bit more on there. But the conspiracy, which is wild, that people are talking about and has been buzzing online, is that... So Cam'ron has had a crush on Nia Long. We just talked about the DM. LeBron just got into an argument with Udoka. Udoka got kicked out of the game. LeBron got a technical foul. And
drama.
LeBron's agent / best friend is Rich Paul. And then Rich Paul invites Cam'ron and Nia along to his birthday party. And then that's where they finally connect. People think that LeBron is actually diabolical and he did all of this just to get back at Ime Udoka. I think he called
that's
him
crazy,
the B word or a little boy or something like that. And he was very upset by it. So is this LeBron's revenge?
He'd be extremely petty if that really was the case.
One last thing for Dirty on the 30. Shouts to Nicki Minaj. Pink Friday 2 debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. She previously led the tally with Pink Friday Roman Reloaded back in 2012 and Pink Friday in 2011. Basically, she should just keep naming her albums Pink Friday so she gets these number ones. That's what this tells me. Pink Friday 2 launched with 228,000 equivalent units and makes her the female rapper with the most number one albums in history, breaking her previous tie with Foxy Brown. It's also the biggest sales week for any album released by a female rapper so far in the 2020s.
Woohoo!
Congratulations. Foxy Brown, I gave her flowers and congratulated her on the socials, but then said she's coming for her. She's going to tie it back up with a number one album in 2024. Could it be Foxy Brown's year? We shall see. Sean Diddy Combs has been quiet on social media in the midst of his current legal trouble. On Friday, he ended his Instagram silence by wishing his late ex-girlfriend and mother to three of his children, Kim Porter, a happy birthday, Combs wrote. We miss you so much, Kim. Happy birthday, beautiful. Love forever. Diddy is currently facing multiple sexual assault civil suits. Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny are closing out 2023 with a breakup. Say it ain't so.
I actually like them together.
If I had to pick all the celebrity couples that we talk about that aren't going to make it, this would have been number one on my list.
Yeah, I know. It was fun while it lasted.
It was a fling. According to multiple sources, the Puerto Rican artist and supermodel have decided to call it quits nearly 9 months after hooking up. Fans began to speculate about their relationship status in recent weeks after they appeared to be spending time apart. They were last spotted together at an SNL Live after party in October. They both knew going into this that it likely wouldn't be a forever type of relationship, and that was mutually understood from the get-go, a source told People. No comments have been made by Kendall or Bad Bunny or their reps at this time.
Well, now what?
No such thing
as
love.
Who are they each going to individually date next? Take a guess.
I don't know. I feel like Drake's name will pop up somehow.
Kendall and Drake? That'd be crazy.
I never thought Camila Cabello.
Who?
I can't pronounce her name. Camila, what's her last name?
Cabello?
Cabello? I never thought those two would get together, especially in light of
her past.
Well,
we don't even know if they really have.
I never thought they would jet ski together.
Yeah, fair enough.
Taylor Swift cheered on her boyfriend Travis Kelce as the Kansas City Chiefs took on the Patriots at Gillette Stadium on Sunday afternoon, and she was not happy with every call. Oh my God, she's getting into these games complaining about the refs. At the top of the third quarter, Travis missed a pass from Mahomes and was pushed to the ground by Patriots cornerback Miles Bryant. Afterward, he threw up his hands and looked to the referees, seemingly upset that they did not call pass interference, and Taylor was equally upset in the now viral clip. The camera pans to Taylor, who jumps to her feet and appears to drop an F-bomb on the jumbotron.
Wait, what did she say? What did she mouth? Was it like, what the?
Basically, yeah. The Chiefs got the win, though, 27-17 over the Patriots. No real surprise there, but she's intense. She's in these games.
That's her man.
I want to know if she was like, that was pass interference. Come on. Or is she just reacting? Because everybody in the suite was also reacting.
I don't know. I feel like she's a very smart person. So she probably, if she didn't know much about it, she definitely studied up. So
she's been reading
know.
The NFL rule book the past few weeks.
I would have to say so. Or she grew up and had a secret love of football that we don't know about.
Where'd she grow up? Nashville?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, that's right.
But then Penn State, I guess, is big. Football to Tennessee? I don't know.
Wow.
Where is she now? New York City? She has multiple homes.
It's Big Apple. She's renting an Airbnb overseas because Kanye made fun of her.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Noah is going to host music's biggest night again. For the fourth straight year, the comedian has been asked to be master of ceremonies at the Grammys. Noah made the announcement on his podcast. He said, "I'm excited about that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy the Grammys because I get to watch the show in person and then experience and comment on it in person while it's happening." The 66th Annual Grammy Awards takes place on February 4th. I think he does a good job, but I do like a little variety. Like, if you're going to have him hosted every single year, I'll throw a wild card in there. I don't know.
How so?
I don't know. Have somebody else host it. Why do you have the same person every year host it? Let Kevin Hart host it.
Has he before?
Well, was it the Grammys or was it the Oscars that he was going to host, but they took it away because of
why?
Some of his like comments that he made in one of those. I want to say it was a special or basically he got canceled and they took it away from him.
I don't remember that. Yeah, that I just remember when he cheated on his pregnant wife.
No, that didn't do it.
No, they said that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. It was the problematic comments he made about something else.
Oh.
That is your Dirty on the 30.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
We have Travis Scott tickets that we're going to be giving away this hour while we're commercial free. Phone number is 207-807-1104. And this morning's question to get in the running is,
what non-Christmas movie feels like it is one?
What non-Christmas movie feels like it is one?
Yeah, so it's not marketed as a Christmas movie. Like, the center of the movie isn't focused around the holiday. But
Christmas takes place at some point during the movie, you're saying?
Yeah, and so it feels
or
like
Christmas
it.
Is referenced during the movie?
Yes.
All right, so you got to name one of those, and then that puts you in the running for Travis Scott tickets. 207-807-1104. Non-Christmas movie that feels like a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to give you an example of one, or you think that'll spoil it?
Well, you got to give me one, and I got to give one, right?
Well, this isn't one that I would say, though, but I feel like it's a really good example.
Okay.
So the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Okay.
There's a Christmas scene in that movie. I mean, because they're going through different seasons and they have Christmas morning and it's very Christmassy, but it's just like a quick second of the movie and everyone knows Harry Potter's not about Christmas. So that's an example of a non-Christmas movie that feels like one.
All right, but then that's not your example. You want to give another one?
Sure, I'll take that. I'm just not the biggest Harry Potter fan, so I didn't know if that would be disingenuous of me.
Or you want to just take all the movies?
No, I'll...
Did you have another one in mind? It's fine.
I did, but
What was it? I want to know.
I was going to say Mean Girls because of their performance. They're dressed in sexy Santa Claus outfits on stage at school, and they give that inappropriate performance.
I was going to say Mean Girls, too, so you took
really?
Mine. See? You're already taking people's... You're answering too many.
So sorry about that.
I'll take the one that everyone else... I'm going to take this one off the board just to be mean, because everyone's going to say it.
And then they can't say it?
Die Hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it goes.
And I've never seen that movie, so why do people say that?
It takes place surrounding Christmas,
December?
But it's like an action. Well, it takes place right in, like, Christmas holiday party, office holiday party, I believe. And it's an action film. It's not like your typical ho-ho-ho film.
Maybe this will be the year.
That you watch it?
That I finally watch it.
Chris and Sopo, what's a non-Christmas movie that's got a little bit of a Christmas touch to it?
I'd have to say maybe like the movie, like I know it's like kind of like a dark comedy, like the movie The Gremlins.
That is a wonderful answer.
Yeah, I would say
is
Gremlins.
That, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen like this, I actually just recently saw this movie, to be honest with you. And that's really funny. And I was just like, you know, it takes place around Christmas, you know?
Yeah, and it's quite scary.
The Gremlin is the Christmas present from his dad, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I would die if that was my Christmas gift. Well, yeah. I probably get that.
Literally.
Definitely. Why can't I think of the name? What's the name before the gremlin? Like, it's a cute little that he gives as the Christmas gift. Like, he doesn't give a gremlin. It's called something else.
Why do I want to say Mowgli? Is that a different furry thing?
Hold on. I'm looking it up now. Struggling inventor visits the Chinatown antique store hoping to find a Christmas present for his son, Billy. Yeah, you're right. Encounters a small furry creature called Mowgli. Is that what you said? Oh, Gizmo is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Gizmo, but like their species
is the Mogwai. Hi, Radio Man. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. Ask a question about what's a Christmas movie, but not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, what's your name? Where you from?
Martin from Hyannis.
All right, Martin and Hyannis, give us an answer.
Y'all probably a little bit too young. But Gremlins.
No, not too young. And no. Yes, good answer.
Yeah, we got two. The last person said Gremlins too. It's classic. It did come out. Okay. It did come out when I was like 1 year old, but yes. Wes from Auburn, what's a non-Christmas movie that's kind of a Christmas movie?
You know, I was thinking long and hard about this one, and I'd have to say Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon?
Because they got a Christmas scene in there, yeah, when they blow up the house on Christmas.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I've never seen it. Awesome. I'm sorry.
Is that when he's like, oh, I'm getting too old for this ish? All right.
Oh, man. But yeah, I love that movie.
Lethal Weapon. Well, it's been a while since I've watched the Lethal Weapon movies. We'll put you down for that. And we're going to call back a winner for these Travis Scott tickets before 9, all right?
All right. Awesome. Sounds good, man.
Carrie from Bangor, what's a non-Christmas movie that has got a Christmas feel to it?
I think the new Genie movie that has like a Christmas feel to it.
The new Genie
I saw
movie?
A preview for this. Who's in it again?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Is it out? It's already out?
Yeah, it's already out.
It's on Peacock, I think. That's probably where I saw the preview.
Yeah, I think it's on there in Hulu.
Have you watched it yet? Is it good? Is it worth seeing?
Yeah, it is. It actually has a little bit of comedy to it.
Nice. All right,
I'm looking
at the preview right now with no sound, and she's in a department store, and they got the department store Christmas tree lit up, so I guess that counts.
Yeah.
We'll have to check it out. Add it to the queue.
There is also a Christmas tree on the cover.
I'm a little skeptical.
On the poster of it. All right, we'll count it. The debate I knew was going to happen has begun on Facebook. Somebody said Die Hard, and then somebody replied and said, no, they asked for a non-Christmas movie that has a Christmas feel to it.
Okay, so I've never seen Die Hard, and I'm going to watch it, actually. I just read the little synopsis, and it seems really interesting to me. But the whole point of the movie is it's building up to Christmas, and then something bad happens. And then the movie stops focusing on Christmas, and he has to save the day.
But he's saving the day.
So does Christmas ever happen?
During Christmas. I can't remember, but I do feel like he's saving the day during the office Christmas party.
Okay. But that's not really the point of the movie. It's him saving the day.
I gotta say, I have no skin in the game. My unbiased opinion is I watched Die Hard way later than everybody else. I was like you. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago that I saw it for the first time. And I don't think it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
Hot take.
All right.
Hi, Radio Man. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Where you from?
Brooke from Cornish.
Brooke from Cornish. What's a non-Christmas movie that's got a Christmas feel to it?
In my opinion, Step Brothers.
Oh, is that the whole dinner scene? Was that Christmas?
I'm pretty sure it was, because they have the sweaters on and everything.
Yeah, you're right. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, but I'm remembering they have a family dinner and the brother comes over and it's drama.
Yes, and they're singing the Christmas carols on the way there.
That whole movie, it's drama. What do you?
Well, the one who's like, you want to punch me in the face, and then he punches him out of the treehouse. Yeah, that movie, that whole movie is drama, but I was talking about, you know, the mean brother.
They're both mean to each other. You think one of them's meaner?
I'm talking about the other brother.
Oh, the okay, I got you.
The rich brother.
Yeah.
I remembered his name, but.
I forgot. It's been a while. Okay. All right, we're going to count Step Brothers. We'll put you in the running for these Travis Scott tickets, too, and we're going to call back our winner in a couple minutes, all right?
Awesome, thanks.
Trevor from South Berwick, what is a non-Christmas movie that's got a Christmas feel to it?
I was going to say Mean Girls, but I'm going to go with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Those are both of Tara's answers.
Really? I didn't hear it this morning. I wasn't even listening. I just started listening like 3
That's all right.
Ago.
That's fine.
That's all right, because they are both that vibe.
Boss.
Amy in Biddeford, what's a non-Christmas movie that's got a little bit of a Christmas feel to it?
I have to say Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't remember it surrounding Christmas, but I do remember it like wintertime when he was like...
It was snowing.
Like the whole, like, probably, yeah, he like makes an ice sculpture and like, his hands are shooting ice everywhere. Basically, it looks like it's snowing. But like the whole like last quarter of the movie kind of revolves around Christmas and winter season.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. There's a few answers on the text that I disagree with. Somebody said Bad Santa. I'm like, that's a Christmas movie.
For sure.
And then this could be the worst answer that somebody gave us. Frosty the Snowman. Like, that's a Christmas movie.
Okay. Yeah, hello.
Next thing they're gonna
wait. Is Frosty the Snowman revolving around Christmas though, or is it just winter time and the kids made a snowman that came to life?
I don't know. Frosty the Snowman is a Christmas carol.
For sure.
But it may be a loophole.
I don't know.
No.
Are you trying to win? Are you trying to win these Travis Scott tickets?
Of course.
All right, let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with our first pair of the week. You're going to the show.
No way.
Hey.
Okay, that's awesome.
Do you got Christmas Eve plans?
No, I don't think so.
Well, now you do. You're going to the TD Garden. Congratulations.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Travis Scott ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by House of Hash, Maine's premier destination for hash heads, flower connoisseurs, and first-time patients alike. House of Hash, right next to the mall in South Portland. Next chance to win Travis Scott tickets happens tomorrow morning with Tara and myself, again in the 8 a.m. hour. Congrats!
Thank you so much!
I have a follow-up.
You have a follow-up?
Frosty the Snowman is, in fact, a Christmas movie.
How have you come to this
conclusion?
Because
I looked up the plot, and the first sentence is, in a schoolhouse on Christmas Eve. And I'm like, all right, well, there we go. That's Christmas. And it's at a Christmas party. It starts. It's Christmassy.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmassy.
It's based off of Frosty the Snowman is a Christmas carol, too, right? Frosty the Snowman.
I don't know what qualifies as a Christmas carol, but it's one of the most popular Christmas songs, for sure.
Yeah. All right. So I wasn't too mean in saying that was the worst answer we got.
I just don't remember Christmas being a part of it.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Tara's going to get a case of salmonella for Christmas.
Yeah, what the heck? I literally just finished eating a Quaker Chewy chocolate chip granola bar, and I'm on this site that we use for topics. One of the first ones trending, Quaker Oats recalls granola bars over salmonella risk. I'm like, are you actually kidding me? And I don't have the expiration date on this.
Because you got to look at the box.
Yeah, so I just texted Tucker and asked him to send me the expiration date because if it's best before August 2nd through the 24th or any earlier date, I've been exposed to salmonella. So that's lovely.
Wait, it's Quaker Chewy Bars chocolate chip cookie dough, dark chocolate chunk, Quaker Puff granola apple, cinnamon, blueberry vanilla cereal bars. What flavor?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, you had chocolate chip.
He said the expiration date on the box is April 13th, 2024. And this says best before August 2nd through the 21st or any earlier date. Great.
So that counts.
Well, what do I do?
Well, you call customer relations at 1-800-492-9322 or visit QuakerGranolaRecall.com to request a refund. And fingers crossed you don't get this salmonella outbreak.
Well, I have been eating these granola bars for a few weeks now, and I haven't had any symptoms yet. So fingers crossed nothing bad happens.
It's going to develop right in time for Christmas.
That's not even a joking matter. People have died.
Have people died from the granola bars?
Not from the granola bars, but there was, where did it just go? I just lost it. It said something about
the cantaloupe.
The cantaloupe was killing people last month.
Cantaloupe, my least favorite melon.
Yeah, same. I don't got to worry about that one. But that's maybe honeydew. Just great. That's just great.
Honeydew and cantaloupe probably
I wish
tied.
I didn't know about this, and I can't believe I just finished my last bite.
Favorite kind of melon?
I'm over it.
Watermelon.
I have to go to the hospital.
Why'd you wait till the symptoms kick in before you start going?
Well, now I feel sick to my stomach.
Spiral. It's all
the symptoms are going to be induced because of me.
It's all mental.